Andrew Helps is the Managing Director of HG Recoveries and an environmental disaster manager. He was also lead author in Victoria's State Disaster Plan in 1966. Now, he's been working with the Costerfield community to interpret testing done on water tanks and the air. Andrew Helps, good afternoon.
Hi, Prue.
Why are you calling on the state government to declare a health emergency in Costerfield? Is it really that bad?
Yes, I think it is. This is a very unique mine. It's the only operating antimony mine in Australia. There was one in far northern New South Wales about 30 years ago. Antimony is a very nasty heavy metal. It's on the scale from arsenic on the periodic table, and we've seen a horrible release of data, finally under a lot of pressure by the mine this week, of dust testing data, which isn't in compliance with the requirements of the what's called the mining SEP or the State Environment Protection Policy for air in Victoria, and you know, the regulators should have got this right, and they haven't.
How far out of compliance is it? Is it actually a real danger to people's health?
Well, yes, and 2 weeks ago we got the first data of a local resident having a high urinary antimony content. We got some more data on Monday for one more resident, and then we got two more today. Two of those people are very heavily over the antimony and urine limit. Two others are just heavily over. And I understand there's about another 30 urine analysis at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital awaiting final testing. It would have been good if the dust data that was finally released this week was in the required format. It's not. It's basically the dust that's falling out of the air, and the requirement on the mine is to measure the submicron particles PM10, PM2.5 and respirable crystalline silica in the air. What's happened is that they've been allowed to measure the fallout of the dust at 8 monitoring points around the site as it falls to the ground, and that's unacceptable. And what is of more concern is that only 20 minutes before the mine released this data, the manager of the mine was telling one of the residents that actually it was only condensation from the crusher.
So there's a lot of confusion about where these tests are taking place, what they're made up of, and what the results actually are.
No, Prue, there's no confusion. This was two sets of data, which was basically the dust falling on monitors outside the mine site. Now, the monitors don't even comply with the requirements. It's a 150ml plastic bottle on two steel fence posts sitting out in a paddock. One of them's got a wine bottle underneath to collect the dust. And the regulations for the mine very clearly say it has to monitor what is in the air, not what's falling out of it. The other concerning thing is they tested the dust, and the figures that have come out of that testing are, to be polite, horrible. But the critical thing, which is the silica levels in the dust, for some reason they were allowed to monitor silicon, not silica. So silica's 2.5 times heavier than silicon. So they put out a set of data that misrepresents the amount of silica that's actually in the air. It's not a good situation. There's very clear indications that antimony's into the food chain. I was up there 2 weeks ago. We tested 24 water tanks in the area. 14 of them were over the Australian Drinking Water Guideline, some of them very seriously over the Drinking Water Guideline. And under the Drinking Water Guideline, antimony, the levels for antimony in water are 3.3 times lower than they are for arsenic. So that's how serious that situation is.
As I understand it, though, the mine itself has offered to bring in bottled water until this is sorted out, haven't they?
Yeah, but that's fine, but that's only what people are drinking. They're also bathing in this, and antimony is a skin and eye irritant. It's just not satisfactory. The roofs of the houses need to be cleaned down. The guttering needs to be cleaned out. The tanks need to be cleaned out, and the people in proximity to the mine need a continuous, clean, potable water supply. And the only way they're going to get that, if they're going to rely on rainwater, is for the mine to stop emitting dust in the current form, put in proper controls, put in proper monitoring. The other issue is, of course, the antimony goes through the food chain, and that area is a fatland producing area. We tested a number of dams while we were up there, and one of the creeks that flows out below the mine, and if sheep, export market sheep, were drinking that water, they would then wind up with antimony in their systems and in their meat. And you'd only need one carcass rejected from an international market because of heavy metal content. And we know from past experience that market will shut down for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Andrew Helps is with us. He's an environmental disaster management expert and the managing director of HG Recoveries. We spoke with John Mitis from the Department of State Development, Business and Innovation on Monday. He said that they will be doing more testing.
Well, in terms of the results, the Department of Health have advised that it's very difficult to make any assessments in relation to health impacts from those results. A number of testing that's been recommended to actually make some further assessments on those health risks to the community.
He has promised more tests. Is that enough?
Well, I'd just like to make the point. There's four regulators involved here. There's the mines people, there's the Department of Health, there's the EPA, and there's WorkSafe. Now, very clearly we're at a situation now where there's been a number of agencies fail in their regulatory duties because of what's been deposited in the dust testing and what's turning up in the water, both in the dams and people's water tanks. They should have been on top of this, and they're not. And I've written to Mr. Mitis and his minister yesterday saying that we need to get independent people in, and we need to get independent experts, and therefore we should be using the provisions under the Emergency Management Act, which are very clear in this situation because it's an act of contamination, to get some supervision of what's going on that the residents can be confident in. Because right at the moment, and you can talk to the various residents, they're not happy with the regulators because the regulators should have known this was happening, should have shut it down, should have properly regulated the mine, and it hasn't happened.
How big is this?
Oh, this could be very, very serious. The soil around the mine is contaminated, the dams are contaminated, people's houses, their drinking water. And remember, a lot of people go out there because it's supposed to be a pristine area. And we did test some areas out there that are still pristine, but they're a fair way from the mine. And then downstream from the mine, you've got water running out into a creek that's a tributary of the Murray River that's got 6,300 micrograms to the litre of antimony in it and some arsenic. Sorry, that's unacceptable.
Would you advise residents to leave the area?
No, I don't think the residents should leave the area. I think the mine now has a duty to A, stop emitting dust, B, to clean down their roofs, clean out their gutters, clean out their water tanks or provide them with new water tanks, and set up a process so that properly treated potable water, and not the water from Heathcote, by the way, which isn't very good anyway, but probably trucked in from Bendigo or somewhere else, is provided to keep their tanks full until we know that there's no dust polluting their catchment on their roof or their dams, and we can fix this problem. All the dams are going to have to be cleaned out, and a whole lot of the farmland is going to have to be stripped of its surface soil and have new surface soil put on it.
Andrew Helps, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Andrew Helps is an environmental disaster management expert and managing director of HG Recoveries. We did put in a request to speak with the Minister for Energy and Resources, Russell North. He has declined our request for an interview at this point.